Lunchbox at Triple M J&J for breakfast. I'm sure I heard that song buzzing and blaring outside of the van that was following around the Queen's Baton Relay yesterday. How good was that to start off at PCYC at North Mackay?
Oh, if you lined up along the street somewhere or went to Bluewater Quay to see the other baton, what a great time. Hey, it really brings the community together, this sort of thing.
It was so good for our region, even catching up with some of the baton relayers yesterday.
They've even got a party bus.
Whoop, whoop.
The finger bus is fun. Yeah. Hey, there we go. There's some people there.
Oh, they even got
giving us a BP
bike riders.
Hey.
Hey.
This is so exciting.
It is kind of exciting.
Hey, no worries.
School kids all the way down the back there, Dave.
Oh, I see the baton.
You can see the baton? Is it glow in the dark? That's my question.
Oh, that's a good idea, yes.
It's just glow in the dark. And, okay, so hear me out on this theory.
Yeah.
So the Queen's Baton Relay is coming to Mackay.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be feet away from us.
Yeah.
If we touch the person who's carrying the baton eventually, it means we've met the Queen, right?
By association, yes.
6 degrees of separation.
Love the music.
Check out the van, check out the pump.
I love the music.
There's the baton right there.
Okay.
I think we can get a photo.
I reckon we could probably get a photo. See, there it is just there. Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
Can we have a photo?
Go to the jake.
Oh, no.
Okay. How's it feeling? Okay. Vicky, good though?
Yeah, it's great.
You've done a good job, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I've been training so hard for it.
You haven't fallen over.
I know. I haven't dropped it either.
It's pretty exciting. I've got to say, it's pretty exciting.
It's going off, isn't it?
It is.
And everyone's behind her as well, which is always good to see. It's almost like it's actually the Queen.
Yeah, it is. I feel like I'm part of the entourage.
Vicky is now Mackay's Queen.
Hail Queen Vicky. We call her that. The people on our Facebook page are now saying Queen Vicky.
Oh, good stuff. Let's make that happen.
I love it. If you've got any photos of yesterday's baton relay around the region, get onto our website now, triplem.com.au. Craig Burns, one of the baton relayers, joining us live in the studio after 8 this morning here at Triple M. Live this morning for Harvey Norman Furniture. Their stock take sale is on right now here in Mackay. Some showers today, top of 30 degrees. After 8, Craig Burns, Dave, Mackay and Youngle, are you local? Athlete as well. In the studio talking about yesterday's Queen's Baton Relay. Sorry, Baton Relay.
Thank you.
and we're going to quiz him about the platypus, obviously coming from Youngle. He should know a little bit about that.
Yeah, look.
Whole trivia thing.
Speaking of the trivia stuff, you just showed me a YouTube clip in the news. I had absolutely no idea about this, okay? It's blowing my mind, okay? You know this.
Hang on, ready for it, folks? She's setting it up too much. This is huge.
Yeah.
This is absolutely huge. If you're driving your car, Mackay, Youngler Road, wherever you are, Mackay, Bacasia Road, wherever, Serena, pull over the side of the road. If you didn't know this, you're going to be blown away too.
45 years of age. I'm only just learning this now. You know the spaghetti spoon, okay, you have in the drawer?
It's like a big black spoon with spikes on the side to catch the spaghetti and there's a hole in the middle.
Yeah. Well, the hole in the middle is to show you how much spaghetti per person you're meant to have. Mind blown!
So the... You know, the spaghetti, when it's before it's cooked, it's hard.
Yes.
Like, it's hard sticks.
Yeah.
So you grab a handful.
And you put it in the hole.
The hole, and that shows you how much you give to one person.
Yeah, instead of just getting the hole.
How did you not know that?
I had no idea. I thought you just grabbed how much you thought you'd eat, and you just go, like, the whole packet, and just go, boom, into the water.
The whole packet?
Well, yeah. You know.
That's why you have two gym memberships that you don't use.
You don't bring that up again, all right?
How did you not know that?
I had no idea.
Common knowledge.
You reckon?
I thought it was. It's not like you go around to every person you meet saying, hey, did you know that the hole in the bottom of a spaghetti spoon is to show how much spaghetti each person has?
Well, look, it's one of those things where you... Okay, fair enough. If you learn it, you great. But if you have to learn it later on in life, like 45 years of age, what's the date today? Yeah, the 21st of March, you learn it. That's something new. It's a revelation.
It's kind of like a few years ago when I learned and everybody knows this one now because we spoke about it on the show, where you have the arrow or the petrol Bowser hose on your your dashboard, on your car.
Yeah.
Whatever side the hose is on of the fuel tank or the arrow, that shows you what side you're petrol tank is on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you pull into the servo, you don't have to do like Dave does. Reverse out, turn the car around, reverse back in just to get to the right side.
I don't look at the dashboard.
I know. And that's why you didn't know about the spaghetti thing.
Hey, 13, 20, 7, 10, if you've got one of those things that everybody should know by now, but a lot of people don't, give us a call, 13, 20, 7, 10. Like if you, one thing that I found out, and this is true, okay, if you think you're having a heart attack, like your chest is really sore and it's tight and everything else, and you're having a heart attack, it's really good to cough because it restarts the heart again. I had no idea until about 4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Did you know with a packet of, since we're on a roll, a packet of Tic Tacs, you know a packet of Tic Tacs and you open up the lid, there's like a little rectangular like box in there?
Yeah.
That's for when you shake the Tic Tacs and one lands in there and that's the Tic Tac that you choose.
Oh, really? I thought that was...
How did you not know that?
I thought that was a design flaw. That's why I take the whole lid off and just dump the whole Tic Tac in my mouth.
It's designed to catch one, so then you put that into your hand.
Oh, okay. There's another one.
Did you legitimately not even know that one?
No. I had no idea.
Oh, my God. We could have a minefield with this. 13, 27, 10. Things you didn't realise till later on in life, like those little things we were just talking about.
Yeah.
If you've got one to surprise us with, give us a call.
Are you serious about the Tic Tacs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Google it. Or after the show.
Yeah, after the show, yeah.
Google it.
I had no idea. legitimately, this is news to me.
I thought everybody knew that, because I thought they had an advertising campaign to do that a few years ago, saying this is what it's for.
Did not even know that. I learned something, like a brand new one, with the hotel room keys, you know, the swipe cards they give you.
Yep.
You don't have to use that swipe card in the card holder to keep the lights and the aircon and everything on. You can actually use any other card. So if you go out and you want to keep the aircon on, you just put your key card or something like that in there.
I did not even know that.
There you go. Mind blown.
Okay, have you got anything to add to the list? Things you didn't learn until later on in life, 13, 27, 10. Give us a call. It's a very educational show this morning, just quietly. It's 15 minutes away from 8, Jay and Dave for breakfast here. First, everything Mackay with Sundays 13 from 8 o'clock, live for Harvey Norman Furniture in Mackay. Dave, their stock tech sale is on right now.
All right, those things you didn't find out until later on in life. Can you give us a call? 13 27 10. Kylie just dropped off the line there. But things like, you know, that YouTube show that you just showed me, the spaghetti soon, the hole is in the middle of it, is to show you how much spaghetti per person you're meant to have. Blown away.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? And Kylie was trying to tell us about the mesh on the front of your microwave.
What's that for?
It's not a design, like, to look nice. It's actually to keep you safe from the electricity coming out and zapping people.
Get out.
How
serious?
Did I not know that? I thought it was just, oh, that's a nice design on the front of the microwave. Yeah. Not to do with that at all.
There you go.
How the hell is this all working? 13, 27, 10. Things you didn't learn until later on in life.
Okay, Carol, have you got one for us?
Okay, you know, in plastic wrap and foil holders, the cardboard that they come in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at the end, there's this little tab that this perforated tab, and you stick it in each end of the tube, and it holds the roll in place so that when you're rolling it out to use it, it doesn't pull right out of the box.
No
Get
way.
Out. Are you serious?
Yep. They have been there for years. I only discovered it about 2 years ago.
Wow, there you go.
Can somebody
it's
get
awesome.
Us? Somebody get us a Glad Wrap box. I want to see that.
Yep. Have a look at the end. There's little half circle tab.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Well. We'll... Holds the roll in place.
All right. Thanks, Carol. Wow. There you go.
I am blown away. No way. Nico, you got something for us as well, mate?
Yeah, mate.
What do you got?
I found out last year that you get a roll of a plastic there that cling wrap and stuff. Oh. If you look at the end of the boxes, there's a little tab that you push in that holds a roll and it pulls them out.
Yeah, Carol was just saying the same. Carol was just saying the same thing.
Do you use it that way?
How do we not know this?
Hey, I only found out that last year.
How did you find it out?
Hell, I think I might have read it or something. Or on TV.
Heaven forbid we actually read the instructions, Nico. Somebody get us a box. We want to check that out. We'll go to a break. We'll do that before the 8 o'clock news this morning here at Triple M Chain Day for breakfast. Let's play Last Word.
for Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's last word.
All right. Now, Peter has given you a shot in the past, Jay. He wants a chance at redemption. Isn't that right, Pete?
Yeah, that's right.
So I beat you last time.
Yeah, you did.
Of course I did. Who am I kidding?
No. Turn it up.
All right, so the rules are, for those who don't know how it works, Dave will give us a category. We'll start with you first, Pete. We'll to and fro until one person can't answer anymore or we come up with the same answer twice, all right?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's start with the first category and with you, Pete. Songs with the word love in the title.
Love Child.
Love is a Battlefield.
That stunned you, didn't it?
Yeah.
I've probably got an advantage working in radio. So. Yeah. All right.
Okay, second category, we'll start off with you, Jay. This might be a little bit difficult for you. Different types of computer brands.
Oh, Mac. Apple Mac.
Delta.
Oh, no, you got in there just. All right. Just.
HP.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What are you giving me wrong for? Yeah, HP, yeah.
Yeah. Your turn.
Oh. All right. Apple.
No, that's been mentioned already. That.
Looks what happened again, AP. Hey. 2 from 2.
Come on, Pete. Next time, mate. Third time's a charm, yeah. Okay?
Next time, I'm making the
missus
do it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks to Lone Star and Mackay. It was a good game this morning.
Yeah, only because you won.
Good game.
Oh, I shouldn't have used that songs with the word love in the title. That...
How many other categories are computers are there, though? Brands.
Acer. There's another one.
Yeah.
That's about the limit of what I know.
Acer.
Just take the win.
Hewlett-Packard as well, HP, yeah?
Yeah.
I think there's another one. Anyway, back tomorrow, just after 8 o'clock. It is last word for Lone Star. Jane Day for Brekkie 22 to 7. It's Wednesday morning, a bit of a wet Wednesday today, tops of 30 degrees, 26 around Seaforth. And to register for the Good Luck Truck, by the way, we're just talking about that, register now, triplem.com.au.
While Araha and the news team were going ahead, I was just going through the Facebook page, Jay. I noticed your side-by-side photo between you with a hat and you without a hat. And you were asked the question whether or not you should ditch the hat or not.
Oh, yeah, my partner and I were going out somewhere, and Jamie's like, why don't you just wear no hat? I'm like, what? When I got off the floor after I collapsed when he said that.
Well, you're known for having a hat.
Well, it's exactly right, and there's no reason behind it. Like, you know, people are like, oh, you're just embarrassed that you've got a receding hairline. No, I could take my hat off in a second.
Yeah, but bald is sexy, as they say.
It's a solar panel for a sex machine, is what they say.
There's a couple of other sayings there as well, but they're not exactly flattering. But no, I reckon you should ditch the hat, dude, you know? I reckon you look pretty good. I mean, fair enough, you need to put a shirt on, but the bald is sexy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Release the
that.
Baldness.
No, if I had a choice, like because I started losing my hair quite young.
Yeah.
And it's not fully gone. Like, if I wanted to grow it out, like, I'd still get a head of hair, but it's kind of thin.
Yeah, right.
But I started losing it young, but I would rather have a full head of hair. Damn you, my grandfather on my mother's side.
Oh, look, it's...
Damn
it's,
you!
It's always the case. You get your baldness from your your mother's side of the family. That's actually a scientific fact.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many different comments saying, ditch the hat. Like Belinda says, dude, you look hot without a hat.
I don't really care what other people think.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, you know, because people think, you know, bald is sexy. And that's what I'm thinking as well, you know.
Who is saying that? Who is ever saying that?
Well, there's about 149 women on that Facebook post saying, you're looking sexy without the hat, just being bald.
I think if you put a guy with hair next to a guy with no hair, the person, I won't just say women, people in general, would pick the guy with the hair, them with no hair.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I do, because it, with hair, makes you look younger, makes you look more... How do you say this?
Don't say virile.
I don't want to say virile, but you just said that.
Right.
But look, more I reckon classier with hair.
No.
Than with no hair.
No. Look, okay, look, let's...
I look like I'm about to steal your wallet with no hair. Like, literally, you don't want to trust me at all.
Well, they always... women love a bad boy, and I think that's where it is. Okay,
there's
ladies.
There's only one thing wrong with this scenario.
We really shouldn't be talking about it together, should we? No. Okay, ladies, can you give us a call? 13 27 10. Do you prefer hair or no hair? We'll put a poll together, okay? Yeah. And what they say goes.
Hair or no hair?
Hair or no hair for a bloke. What do you prefer? 13, 27, 10.
I'm still putting my money on hair.
See, I reckon bald's going to win.
Yeah, of course you're going to say that, because that's you.
Yeah, but bald is sexy. You got to keep believing that, dude.
Like Sinead O'Connor bald, or are you talking like skin bald?
Well, skin bald. Sinead O'Connor bald is fine as well. You know, bald is bald, dude.
All right, we'll take the poll. We'll take your calls. 13, 27, 10 in a moment. Hair or no hair with Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Morgan Evans now. It's 19 to 7 at Triple M. Morning. I'm Jay and Dave for breakfast. Somebody. It's quarter to 7. Live this morning for Harvey Norman Furniture. Their stock take sale is on right now. We're playing the impossible question soon. Hair or no hair on a bloke? Dave's bringing this up. He thinks that bald is sexier than somebody with a full head of hair.
Absolutely. Ladies, 13, 27, 10, give us a call. And the reason being, I've only just gone through Facebook over the past couple of days and noticed you got the side-by-side photo there, thinking, okay, should you keep the cap or just release the bald? You know, have the bald head.
Look, it's not an issue for me. I could go without a hat. A drop of hat. But it's just something I've worn all the time. We were going to go out somewhere the other night. Jamie's like, why don't you just wear no hat? I'm like, no. No. I like my... It's my thing.
Yeah. There was about 149 comments on it, on the Facebook page, and the vast majority are saying, yep, you're fine with that. Like, bald is sexy.
Yeah.
That's what they were saying. You don't need hair to look sexy.
I disagree with that, but we're going to take some calls on it. 13, 27, 10. If you've got an opinion for us, hair or no hair on a bloke?
All right, Georgia, hair or no hair on a bloke? Which is it for you?
Well, it depends on the type of the bloke. I've seen some blokes with hair, and they look better without it when they shave their heads. Sorry, Jay, but you look better with a hat.
I agree.
I'm sorry, no, I disagree. I reckon you should, you know, release your baldness.
No, I'm sorry, but Jay just looks so much better with a hat on. It fixes his face.
Well,
that probably sounded wrong.
Yeah, it sounded very wrong there, yeah.
It fixes my face. So for you, as a woman, it depends on the kind of bloke that has the hair or no hair.
Yeah, like okay. I've seen some blokes with hair and then they shave their heads and they look 100% better. Hair just doesn't suit them. But, yeah, I've seen you with hair and I've seen you without hair. And, no, sorry, you're a hair bloke or a hat bloke, one of the two.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I still think you should just go the bald because, you know, you were going bald anyway at an early age, you said. What age?
No, not bald. Like, I've got hair. I can grow it.
Can you?
Yeah. It's just really thin.
Right.
And it looks like it literally is the frizziest hair ever. It's like a white afro. It is. 13, 27, 10. Give us a call this morning. Let us know. What do you prefer? Men with hair, men with no hair, as we head for that top of around 30 degrees for the coastline. More of those ladies calling through now.
No. It's actually Jim from Oorley, mate.
Jim, hair or no hair?
Hair or no hair?
Mate, you can't have hair and brains too. That's all I've got to say.
Hang on a second. Which one have you got, Jim?
I'm losing it all.
What, the brains or the hair?
The hair, mate. The brain's still ticking.
All right, so it's get rid of the hair for Jim. Look, everyone's got a different opinion. We'll put a poll on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which Sundays you'll find us. Triple M, Jay and Dave, off to news headlines with Araha in just a moment, looking outside at the moment. Also, some showers around the coastline. They'll continue today, and apparently it's going to be a bit of a windy day today around the region as well. So make sure you take those... actually, wear pants to work today, ladies, if you can. Fellas, if you like to wear a skirt, wear pants as well. No discrimination here.
Yeah, no, it's not.
There is discrimination towards you, though. So I turned up to the gym this morning, and there was no Dave Peters. We had a deal on the air yesterday that we were going to go to the gym this morning before work together.
Yeah, I did say I was going to go, didn't I?
Yeah. So please, while I sip my coffee, excuse number 1,364 and go.
I hit the snooze button too many times again. That's the only way to explain it. Mind you, I was ready to go. I had all my clothes and everything lined out, as always do.
But that doesn't matter, because it's the excuse.
Yeah, just too tired.
Oh, my God. So I got up earlier to go to the gym with you, and you didn't even turn up this morning.
Yeah, you should have given me a reminder, phone call or something.
I'm not your bloody mother.
I know. I'm just saying, I just didn't get there again today.
I should give you a reminder call, rightio.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what I'm like with the other snooze button. It's not just me that likes the snooze. Everybody loves the snooze button.
No. Majority of people wouldn't hit it 10,000 times a morning like you do.
Well, yesterday was just a busy day for us both. So I decided, okay, no, I deserve a sleep in at that time.
Oh, but you failed to tell me. Where was my reminder call or courtesy call saying, look, don't go to the gym tomorrow because I won't be there.
Well, you said you wanted to start going to the gym, so I wasn't going to stop you.
Well, clearly everything stopped you from going. Just
look, I already feel bad about it, and this is just making it even worse.
Don't feel bad about it. I mean, the gyms are just laughing at you because you're paying two gym memberships, separate ones.
Yeah.
For something you're not even using.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how many times they actually get that. Like, people sign up to the gym and they just don't use it. There's got to be more than one.
I would say it's probably a regular thing, I would say.
Yeah. You can always say, yeah, I've got a gym membership, and that's all you have to say to someone. It's not
I don't use it. I've got one, but I just don't use it. That's all.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll admit it. I'm sorry that I didn't go today. Tomorrow.
I'm not even going to turn up tomorrow because the thing is, I'll turn up and again, you'll be like, oh, no, it was just a really busy day.
Yeah.
I had trivia last night and I couldn't make it there.
Well, you're preempting everything, aren't you?
I know I shouldn't laugh. That'll be the truth. If you've got, like, more than one gym membership, like Dave, and you don't use it, can you let us know? 13 27 10 is the phone number this morning. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. While you're doing that, Araha has the latest and local news headlines next at Triple M.
It was so good to see the baton relay yesterday in Mackay for the Queen's Baton Relay. Youngalert local, ex-Commonwealth Games athlete Craig Burns, he's in the studio with us. Little mate, how are you, buddy?
Good, thanks, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Welcome to the studio, and thanks for dropping in today before, obviously, off to go back down south again. Big day yesterday. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I was staying in Youngalert for the whole weekend. I came down to Mackay in Brisbane. Came down to Mackay on Friday.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just yesterday, the Queen's Baton really was a very special sort of moment in my career as well as an athlete. So, yeah, it was just a beautiful day and a beautiful afternoon. And, yeah, as you said, all the kids were down there. So all the kids from Youngalert State School came down and watched me and got an awesome photo with them. So it was great to have all the support there.
Well, look, we know that you're in town for a short amount of time, Dave. We can't let Craig go without playing a game with him. We often
That's
do
right,
this.
Yeah. He doesn't know, but well, you do now.
I love a good game. You've got a competitive nature too.
Surprise!
This one brings you down to our level. Okay. So it's not a running race.
So you did mention Youngalert. So we know you're from Youngalert.
Uh-huh.
We love Youngalert a lot. We're up there as often as we can, Dave.
Yep.
So you would know a little bit about the platypus.
Let's hope.
All right, so I've got four questions, about the platypus, and it's true or false. So we're going to make it easy for you.
Excellent.
And if you don't know, if you're new to town, Youngalert has platypus. You can go and visit them yourself. They're not as big as what they usually look like on the TV, Dave.
That's right. And you can see them from a distance as well. But they're very secretive, aren't they?
Yeah. Very, very secretive. All right, question number one. I'm sorry, the music in the background just makes it sound all corny. okay, question number one, Craig.
Yep.
The platypus has no nipples. True or false?
False.
You're off to a great start.
I'm like, just this weekend, we're talking about how they're thinking of milking platypus because the stuff in the milk is really good
to save lives.
Yeah, to save lives.
I don't know what from, but
and apparently it just seeps through their skin rather than having nipples. My memory shocking. That was like a.
That's exactly the answer.
Yeah, there you go.
Craig,
think more, mate. I know it's like early in the morning.
We're still classifying that one as a loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Question number two. Here we go. Put your thinking cap on, Craig.
Yep.
The platypus is born with teeth. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to have to say false.
Oh, really?
The platypus has teeth when it's born. I don't know. And it says it has absolutely no reason to possess teeth, but they have them. So.
Wow. Okay, there you go.
You call yourself a Youngalert boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm really good here. Thanks, mate.
All right, question number three. The platypus is a carnivore or herbivore?
Nah, it's a carnivore. Not a true false question, but it's a carnivore.
Yeah, it's a, that's yep. a, yeah. Well okay, done. You've got one so far. Okay. You're on a flying start.
I can flatten it out by getting this next one.
You can get the average pass.
All right.
The 50-50.
If you get a 50-50, I have a bonus question just in case.
Okay. Excellent.
They've got a sixth sense of electrolocation. True or false?
Accurate. In their bill, they can pick up magnetic and electro and all this stuff, can't they?
Okay.
Look, there's no need to go to the bonus question. That is absolutely correct. You are well worthy of knowing your platypus trivia, Craig.
Well done.
That's crazy. I didn't know that about the nipple thing.
And they got a little a spur underneath one of their back legs too. That's poisonous as well.
That was my bonus question. Yeah. Did you want to take over the breakfast show, mate?
No. gotta be knowledgeable at platypus coming from Youngler.
That's funny. So from here, wow, you've surprised me this morning. From here, what's the plan for Craig? I know you've taken a bit of a leave. Are you taking a bit of a retirement from?
Yeah,
from
I retired 4 weeks ago. Hung up the spikes.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to concentrate on other things in life. So I've done athletics for 13 years.
Mm.
That's a good stint. You know, I've loved it, I've enjoyed it, but I want to do other things in life. And for me, it's getting into videography.
So. Oh, right.
And bobsledding. Because apparently, if you watch Cool Runnings, sprinters make the best.
They do. A lot of hurdlers and sprinters go into the Winter Olympics.
That would be a big bobsled, just quietly. Legs are huge. And congratulations on your marriage to your husband as well.
Yeah, thank you.
It made national news headlines.
Yeah, it was crazy as a whirlwind.
I think it was one of the first same-sex marriages we had in the country. So.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Congratulations on that, mate. Always great to see you. Pop in the studio anytime. And congratulations on a big day yesterday.
Cheers, thank you.
There you go, Craig Burns with Jay and Dave for breakfast. And he knows a lot about platypus. You can see that video on our Facebook page later this morning at triplem.com.au.